Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 20th day of August, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the last hour today, we have Michael. He's not giving the public his last name. He is the gentleman with the AR-15 strapped to his back in Phoenix, along with, the media reported, as many as 14 other open carry citizens, pointing out that the Second Amendment is an absolute right to keep and bear arms. And really, they're coming out of the closet. That's what they're doing, because they've literally made gun owners hide in their homes. In Texas, most people sneak out with their firearm to go to the shooting range. Neighbors are greedily watching, wanting to call the police. The gun's not illegal, but the cops still come. Even in my own state, how pathetic and castrated we are. And so what Michael and others are doing all across the country is showing the mindless, dumbed-down, brainwashed public that has turned it into a religious sacrament. People love their slavery. It's like it's their possession or something. That they get so upset when they see a fellow slave, a serf of the New World Order, standing up and saying, no, I'm a freeman. I'm allowed to keep and bear arms. I'm not your property. But when they see the giant police state arming and amassing military force against the people, the Pentagon openly announcing 400,000 combat troops to now be on the streets of America. Governors Association saying stop it. But the general public has no idea what's happening, no conception of history or what's going on. Either people are awake or they're totally unawake. They're totally asleep. It's either or. And there is a massive awakening happening right now. There's been a huge paradigm shift on multi-levels. So the establishment is going to move in with staged crises, staged economic collapse, staged terror, staged bioweapon releases, staged wars, staged racial conflict and infighting. It's all happening. So he'll be joining us. He hasn't done interviews on Fox and CNN, and people have asked him to come on, but he said no, but he will come on this radio show. Turns out the fella with the other people up there in New Hampshire with open carry when outside the Obama event, or listeners of this show. Turns out this gentleman, Michael, very intelligent, very well spoken, really laid the points out more succinctly than I would. I tend to be long-winded when he did talk to the AP live at the event. He just did a great job, and we're really honored to have him coming up. He's going to be joining us from Ernest Hancock's radio studio, ISDN Lines. That should be in good quality connection today. Looking forward to that. For 30 minutes, we have a filmmaker popping in, Frederick Gretton, director of the film Bananas, that exposes Dole Fruit Company a malicious poisoning of its workers in Nicaragua and what caused sterilization. So we'll just give a snapshot of what's happening with pesticides. You know, we had Dr. Russell Blaylock on a few days ago, and he laid out the fact that, yes, when they chop people's brains up now under a microscope, they do see that all the pesticides, the chemicals, the vaccines, it's just literally brain damaging the population. And that's why people seem so dull. Is it's the fluoride and all the rest of it. We've been chemically lobotomized. All of us are in a fog.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Phones up right now, because I got in here this morning with all the stacks of news I've printed off and all the video clips I have and all the points I want to make, and instead of just starting the show out with a 30-minute, 45-minute, hour and 20-minute long rant on three or four issues, I just want to open the phones up for the next hour, and then when I start the second hour, I will immediately get into the latest healthcare developments, the latest initiatives for the carbon tax, big things happening there with the head of Greenpeace admitting that they lie about the Arctic ice sheets melting. Just incredible videos. And then we have a video from South Texas that unfortunately is something I've seen far too often. It's up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, if you want to find it. I'm getting Kurt and Paul Watson and others to post it on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, maybe write a blurb about it. In fact, that's going to be our top story when I start the second hour today, is my comments on this video. I'm debating whether I should play it here, because the illegal aliens are screaming the N-word over and over again. And they're sitting there screaming it over and over again. It's a town hall meeting, and they're there wanting the Obama health care plan because it states they're going to get unlimited free health care. Of course, illegal aliens already get that, and they know that. They go to the head of the line. The cities are mandated by the feds to not refuse care at the emergency room. Everybody knows that. They get free births, free everything, and they're left alone because the establishment doesn't want to scare them away. They want them here to drive down the wages. Now, if you're a poor Hispanic American or a poor Black American or a poor Anglo-American and you come in and want the free birth, half the time they try to steal your child. At least here in Austin they do. I mean, they're there testing your blood to try to find any marijuana. They're there asking you if you're poor. They're asking you where you're staying. If you say, oh, I'm staying in my parents' room, they go ahead and steal your kid right there on the spot. And I've got the Banking Association a few years ago in the AP saying, yeah, we give the illegal aliens houses even though they don't even have any documents because we want to make things easier for them here in America. Well, it's illegal aliens running around with Mexican flags, waving them, mariachi bands, coming up laughing and screaming and calling Black people the N-word over and over, screaming the N-word at a Black cop. But you know what? It's so horrible and evil, I may just have to. I think I'm going to go ahead and play it. I mean, because we also can't have this N-word be like some religious sacrament where if you say it, it's got so much power, like abracadabra, that everybody goes into cardiac arrest. And then when somebody uses the word, we can't even play the clip to demonstrate what they're saying and doing. People need to hear what is being said, what is being done. But I'll give people fair warning if they don't want their kids hearing it over and over again. Because they say it over and over again. I mean, I thought about trying to edit it out, but it would probably take one of my guys hours to capture the video and then edit the pieces out and then upload it again to the web. In fact, let's contact the folks running this YouTube channel. I'm familiar with their work, and let's get them on in the next few days to talk about what they witnessed. But, I mean, the camera says it all. The illegal aliens start trying to beat people up. The police are very, very lenient because they don't want to create any type of scene. But finally, they have to physically restrain. And it's mariachi bands, people with Mexican flags screaming, "This is our country. We outnumber you. This is Mexico. We're going to get you." And what's sad about this is there's nobody, in my experience growing up in Texas, more patriotic, people that love liberty, than Hispanic Americans. They're just salt of the earth, great people. And they need to speak out against these illegal aliens that hate this country. I mean, we just can't sit here and ignore what's going on. I mean, I've been out at demonstrations in Austin for the Second Amendment. Or for sovereignty issues, and it's been in the newspaper, and people show up in Aztec outfits pushing and hitting and starting fights and coming up and grabbing the microphone, and we had a Texas Independence Day birthday party at UT, and they said, "You're not allowed to have Texas Independence," and they ran up and grabbed the cake and put a bunch of it in their mouth and spit it back out on the cake to ruin it, and the police did nothing. And screaming that I was the racist. And I've been to other events where they're wearing these shirts that say, "We're going to carry out the plan of San Diego," green and yellow shirts. And then I had a UT professor who was Hispanic, by the way. And then separately somebody else pointed it out to me. Go, "You know what that plan of San Diego is, Mr. Jones, don't you?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "Go look it up when you get home." And I did. And sure enough, there were all the major university reports about it. The plan to kill all whites below the age of 16, they just re-educate you, all Anglos above the age of 16. And so you'll go to these events, they'll be going, "Plan of San Diego, Plan of San Diego, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill you," in Spanish. And then you're just supposed to go, "Oh, I love you, oh." But see, this is exactly what the New World Order wants. Point is, we're gonna go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next hour. My plane got in late last night, was delayed by a couple hours, and so I'm a little bit dingy this morning. But I've been up for a while, but I just can't get myself to awaken fully, which actually might be a good thing. Some of people like the subdued show. Of course, the real reason that I'm really tired is that I never was a heavy drinker, but I quit drinking completely like 7 months ago, and I got bored on the airplane last night, and one drink turned into about five, and so I have a nice headache to remind me that drinking is not fun. It was fun while I was doing it, laughing and joking with the two people. That was another thing. Usually you're crammed in between, you know, these uptight business travelers who are too busy acting elitist and cool to ever even talk to you on a plane. But I was in between two friendly, nice people. Plus, I got such an incredible interview with Jesse Ventura in Los Angeles yesterday. And I did some other things while I was there that I'm not going to talk about the next few months, but that's unbelievable. All the cool things that are going on. And, you know, I'm just being real here, folks. I'm just sad about it because I don't want to be in a fight with the illegal aliens. I don't want to hate these people. I don't. But I know they hate me. And I know the globalists are using them to help break down the wages and balkanize and get us at each other's throats. And I know that there's conservatively 30 million illegal aliens in this country. And I'd say about half of them are hardcore racist, nationalist. Nationalist isn't a bad thing. I mean, we've had our immune system taken away. We've had our nationalism removed, demonized, gelded, castrated. And then Mexico is one of the most nationalistic countries in the world. And they've been oppressed so long, they're intelligent, smart, hardworking people, but their society's so corrupt, and they have such an interesting history, that there's a lot of anger and pent-up rage, and that's not allowed in Mexico. They just kill you. The police drop by, take you out in the field, shoot you in the back of the head. That's the second time if you don't shut up. The first time they take Tabasco, that's the brand they use, and they pour it down your nose with you upside down in a chair, and then they shake up a Sprite and shoot it up your nose. Reportedly, it makes Abu Ghraib torture and people being raped with acid nothing. And then the next time they kill you, they take you out of the field, they get you down, they shoot you in the back of the head. So see, these people have been, in many cases, bravely fought even against police with machine guns, mowing them down just last year again in several cities. But see, up here, the foundations, the Ford Foundation, has put more than $40 billion, and they even have more than that in their war chest, but over $40 billion in the last 30 years, because they've really been doing this, with liberation theology. Liberation theology. And that basically says, rise up against whitey killing. Well, the only thing that's happening here is the big egg-headed whiteys know there's only a few of them, so they've got to play groups off against each other, and their main enemy is middle-class America, which is predominantly white. Well, you have huge groups of Hispanics and blacks, but they've been minorities, so obviously they're not the majority of the middle class. But you notice the black middle class and Hispanic middle class and Asian middle class, they're out at these tea parties and things. They know what's happening. They are educated. They've got businesses. They understand what government is, a parasitic proboscis sucking out all their wealth to offshore banks. But you see, the big money comes in and funds the poor revolutionary underclass to wage war against the middle class. It's pressure from above and below, and it's in government handbooks. So I don't know what we do, but I just can't stand seeing people with mariachi bands pulling down the American flag and waving the Mexican flag. I mean, it's a good thing I wasn't there, because I can't take much more of this crap. I'm going to tell you right now. This is
Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to cover masses of news in the next hour and continue with calls. I do want to put the message out to the gentleman in Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding county and the town of Claremont. The state is saying they're probably going to charge him with a felony. Now, remember, Barack Obama was in the Washington Post, and he said he sent letters thanking people for posting the Hope Change archetypal image of him during the campaign, and he said it looks great on stop signs. And so what you have is massive selective enforcement going on here. And the police admit that when they pulled down the posters that were all over the town of Claremont and then into surrounding towns and cities and all over Orlando, that more of them were put up. But they don't care. They found a teenager, and I bet the parents are saying, look, son, do what they say. The officers will take care of you. Yeah, they'll take care of you and put you in prison. Look, they don't care if $23.7 trillion and our whole future has been stolen by offshore banks in the last 10 months. They don't care if the Gardasil shot is killing hundreds and hundreds of girls every month and maiming tens of thousands of others on record. They don't care if the flu shot is giving people massive brain damage and killing large numbers in the trials. Sticking people in the ground is fun. What's upsetting? What upsets the local bureaucrats is somebody daring to thumb their nose at Caesar. You got all these ninnies going, it's the law, it's the law, we've got to stand up for the law, when they flaunt all the big, serious, hardcore laws. I mean, Florida's the worst state in the country for CPS, kidnapping children, and then being caught raping them. Hundreds and hundreds of articles all over Florida news, thousands, over 3,500 missing, last time I checked CNN. A giant pedophile ring runs the family services in Florida on record. Every time they fire a director, the next director they hire, it turns out, is not just some child porn person, but a child raper. You got a bunch of child rapists running Florida. It's a child rape cult. Because that's what the local drug dealers and CIA money launderers want. They go, what's the best type of scum to put in charge? And as long as we let them rape kids, they don't even want the hundreds of billions we're laundering through this state every year in drug money. And so basically you got a collection of mercenaries, criminals, and pedophiles running Florida. And boy, they don't like somebody saying no to their god, Barack Obama. I tell you, what a armpit state. And again, beautiful state, a lot of good people in it. But because of the drug money and the CIA operating out of there, it's gone to complete hell. My state's gone to hell as well. But, I mean, Florida is just a nightmare. A nightmare of trash and scum and thugs having their way with people. And I know we get the stories out of Florida, police that like the show and go up at things and say, can we have a copy of the Obama deception? I'm not saying you're all bad, but your leadership has got, you know, your state's mafia run. It's like, I mean, it's even worse than Illinois, because Illinois has got a lot of good rural people. It's just Chicago itself is this bastion of corruption. But, I mean, Florida, especially, the panhandle's not as bad. But when you get into it's disgusting. I don't know. They got child kidnapping rings running there. I said I was going to take your calls. I just have to tell it like it is. And I know I've made the establishment very, very angry. They're pulling out all the stops against me, and I just don't even care anymore. You know what? You people are scum. You've gone over the deep end, off the deep end, and I just reject everything you are and everything you do and everything. Just you're scum. And we've just got to admit to ourselves our government is bankrupt and illegitimate and rogue and run by criminal enterprise. And the American people better stop infighting with each other, and they better get their heads screwed on straight and just say no to the New World Order, no to government, no to all the corruption. The government's too big. It's out of control. It's grabbing and stealing everything. It's not enough you've stolen double the GDP in 10 months. It's more than double all the mortgages in the country and $5 trillion extra. It's not enough. You got to have everything, and you got to have it now. It's just a bunch of criminals. And I know a lot of you, you're not going to wake up till you're homeless and living in a FEMA camp. So, all right, we're going to come back, take your calls, get into all the news. It's just a giant radio show lined up for you today. Stay with us. We'll come back to your calls after this break. Jason, Donna, Cody, Garrett, Stewart, and others.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to go to your calls. I just want to mention, this is the type of stuff in my stack. Just this issue alone I should spend 4 hours on. Government permission will be required to travel. This is from the Campaign for Liberty, and this is exactly what we've been warning everybody about. I saw Governor Ridge back in 2002, right as Homeland Security was becoming a cabinet position and taking over all the federal agencies. He said, to have a job, you're going to have to be in good stead with Homeland Security. You're going to have a worker card. So when you hear about giving the illegal aliens amnesty and a worker visa, that's actually for everybody in North America. We told you back then they were going to have a hemispheric travel work card. That's the new North American Hemisphere ID that the feds offered. And see, you're going to need that to get on a plane. That's the real ID card, not just the state cards. They're clones of it. You see, that's the deal with cashless money or cashless systems or digital systems. You can have multiple forms. That's what they're talking about, your cell phone being registered to you and with an access code to your GPS triangulation software, that being used as a purchasing system. Everything is being designed to track and trace and control and monitor and chronicle your entire life's actions. Kind of like a book of life. The New World Order is counterfeiting that, where they're creating an artificial book or record of your life. I mean, people hundreds of years ago would read about Which archangel is it, you know, supposedly when you go up before God that has the book and everything you've done in it, the book of life, and, you know, St. Michael, or is it St. Michael at the gates, flipping through it and everything you've done, here it is, there it is. Imagine how that sounded to people 1,000 years ago. Sounded pretty wild. Now that's what the government's already doing. But see, they can put what they want in that book. And there's no judge, there's no jury. You're guilty, period, not guilty until proven innocent. And there's 1,200,000 Americans on the list, but for a year, they haven't been adding the new names publicly. So it's probably more like 1,300,000-something, because they're adding 25,000-plus names a month. So you can do the math there. It's a lot more than that. It's probably 1.5 million now or so. But you just show up, and they say, sorry, you can't fly. They never can again. Think about that. And there's that intimidation. Oh, you better not criticize the government, or you end up on a no-fly list. I was talking to Governor Jesse Ventura yesterday. He was interviewing me for his TV show. I'm going to be in multiple parts of it, and I'm consulting some on it. And then I interviewed him afterwards. I'm going to post some of that interview. More of it's going to come out in time. But he talked about how they flew Daniel Estulin to New York to be interviewed for the show. And Jesse had to stay in New York an extra day because Estulin was on the no-fly list and had to go through a bunch of hell to get to the United States. And this is going to be for your jobs. That's why they're saying you'll be on the no-fly list if you have bad credit. But that no-fly list then becomes a no-buy list for owning firearms. That's already been announced by the White House. And again, I told you this years ago. Not because I'm smart. Once you know their game, you understand. What did Hitler do with Jews? He said first, well, you've just got to wear this star so we know who you are. But it's for your safety because we have special places for you on the trains and special places for you. And then, oh, yeah, you're not allowed to have your business open anymore without authorization. You're not allowed to travel. You know, first, you just got to show your papers. They get you trained to show your papers. And then, oh, well, we don't let some of you travel. And then, well, we don't let any of you travel. And, well, now you can't have your business. Well, now you can't pay your taxes, and you're living in your neighborhood. We're just going to make your whole neighborhood a prison. And then, oh, look, you're starving to death. And then, oh, look, we're going to take you to a camp where you'll be safe since you're homeless now. That's exactly what FEMA's now announcing with their camps. This is the new economy. Oh, you don't have money? You can just work as a brown shirt for the government. Or if you are on the wrong side of that, you're going to be somebody in the camp. And they're going to take you out to mow government lawns, and they're going to take you out to clean elitist houses, and then bus you back and search you before you go back into the camp at night. Because lazy, pot-bellied control freaks need jobs, and their job is going to be beating your skull in with a nightstick and raping your daughter right before they get you in a ditch and blow your head off. And you're going to love it when they do it, I know. I know you love drinking the fluoride and love taking the shots and love sucking your thumbs. Oh, man. I'm not talking about our listeners. I'm talking about new listeners, people that think this is all funny. By the way, coming up next hour, just pull up Battle for the Republic, the extras from Endgame. I'm going to show people illegal aliens allowed to demonstrate in Seattle. But if a citizen demonstrates in any way, the police come and slam his head in the ground, blood's pouring out, and then the police have a celebration with the illegal aliens and give them high fives that they've attacked an American citizen and beat him up. Pulled him out of his car. And then, of course, I went and protested Vicente Fox. And then they had a Cinco de Mayo, 4 years ago? And the leader of the group said, I dare any of the anti-immigration people to come out to this event, we'll beat you up. So I said, well, I'm going to go. And I was out there with about 25 other people that came out with me, and I went right up to the crowd of people, and I said, go ahead, attack me. That happened in this little Texas town we're going to be playing coming up. And it's just so incredible, folks. I mean, people with Mexican flags trying to pull down American flags, coming up and saying, come on, gringo, let's have a fight. We outnumber you. We're going to kick you out of the country. And then we're just sitting here not supposed to take that as a threat? And see, I don't want to play into the elite's plan. I don't want to get into a racial fight. But when it's coming at you racially, and the media is always going to say, you're bad if you stand up for yourself, the answer is Americans who want to save our sovereignty and understand the illegal aliens are being used as a tool and a weapon to bring this country down, we have to get together or there's no future. And we have to get past the tribalism, the racism, and really get scientific about this and realize the mind game the establishment's engaged in. Because the elite can't win if the people get together against the New World Order. But if they play us off against black against white, Hispanic against white, old against young, Catholic against Protestant, Muslim against Jew, they win. And you notice that's what COINTELPRO always does when they attack me. Is they just try to balkanize. They got people attacking me saying I'm anti-Catholic. They got people attacking me saying I'm some secret Catholic agent. They got people attacking me saying I work for Israel. They got people attacking me saying I'm anti-Semitic. They got people attacking me on every issue you can imagine, all based on false distortions or disinfo. But it doesn't matter. It's a background noise of confusion and infighting that we see in the declassified FBI documents in COINTELPRO and Operation Chaos. And I told you years ago that Hal Turner was an FBI informant. I mean, you could look at Hal Turner and just his MO and the way he behaved and what he did. And you could look at how he got away with things that nobody else could ever get away with. And how he was always putting out false info on purpose, like other people do. And it's now come out in federal court. The FBI admits, well, he was an informant. We're not going to say how much. And Hal Turner's now saying, Associated Press, that he was a provocateur for the FBI. Agent provocateur is the word. Well, I mean, I have stacks of news where every other major Klan rally or meeting or these the militia groups that McVeigh was involved in, I'm not saying militias themselves, the militia groups, the fake ones they create to demonize militias, are total feds. I mean, I covered that a few days ago, just huge stacks of admissions. I would say 98% of white supremacist groups are founded and commanded and led by feds. 98%. And it is sick. All right, I said I'm taking your calls. Let's do it. Stuart and Mass, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I wanted to highlight a point that you talk about sometimes that I think is pretty crucial to, in order to have a peaceful revolution. And I find that, like, a lot of the kids nowadays, like, you know how you talk about how true rebellion's not dressing, like, dyeing your hair and having tattoos and piercings. It's about going down to City Hall and fighting City Hall dressed up nice. And
Not saying people are bad that have piercings and tattoos and cool hair or whatever, and people always misinterpret what I'm saying. If people do that to say to the rest of the world that's uptight and in a box, I'm different, and then it's just a manifestation of their own style and art, that's great. I'm saying that some of the most closed-minded people out there are basically people that just get a tattoo or a green mohawk and then just sit back going, man, I'm so cool. And I'm saying, no, it's cool to live a good life, to be strong, to help others, and to be involved and informed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you there. But I find that a lot of them are actually, in my neck of the woods up here, are the most receptive, though, because they're already rebellious in some way, a peaceful way. It's just not the right way because they're not informed and they're blindsided by a lot of issues. I was, too, when I was younger. And, like, but they're very receptive, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
they're already
issue
rebellious.
With tattoos is they're going to look like hell when you get old.
No, me neither. I got a couple, but. And I just think that's really important because they're really receptive. This kid I know, he's a punk. He's very intelligent, though, you know. I've talked to him recently. I ran into him. I hadn't seen him about a lot of these issues. And then when he was like, yeah, well, what do you do about it? I was like, you get dressed up nice and you go down to City Hall and you let him know. You know, you pick an issue, an important one. It's kind of tough to bring up national issues at City Hall, but I mean, to relate it to your town, you know what I'm saying? Especially in a small town where a lot of that is, might be going on, but it's behind closed doors. So you have to be very articulate and relate it to how it's going to affect your
Absolutely.
Town.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the fine points you've made. Look, you don't have to be perfectly dressed or have all the answers or even get it all right. I don't want people to think they've got to be so perfect about this they don't go down to City Hall. I'm just setting out the best example in my mind. Doesn't even mean I live up to it. The main thing is action. Take action. Get involved. Down with the New World Order. Down with the eugenics cult. Down with the one world government. That's it. Just get in there and start swinging. And look, my point is I don't care what you look like. I think people in perfectly tailored suits all preening and strutting around and looking down on others that aren't dressed nice, that's a form of dress-up, a form of costume. But that's what we do as a species. We're similar to birds, you know, that like our flashy colors and flap their feathers out and wave it at the mate. That's part of being human. I'm just saying don't let that become everything you are. Don't let that become your entire being. I totally understand getting a tattoo if you're in the military and, you know, some special campaign or whatever, and you get a few tattoos over the years at different rites of passage. It's like getting an earring when you pass the equator or whatever with sailors. All of that is very human. I'm not even judging. I don't even care. The point is, I don't like being judged by people because I have short haircut and I'm clean cut. I got short hair because I comb it straight back when it's wet in the morning and it falls like it does, and I brush my teeth and that's the end of it. Put deodorant under my arms. So it takes me 3 minutes instead of, you know, an hour to put up a blue mohawk. I mean, I got stuff to do, folks. I don't have tattoos on my body because I guess growing up I looked at how many old vets and stuff I knew where it was just like these big, ugly smudges all over them. You know, can we go off into side issues? I just went to a water park last week and I told everybody about that. I just couldn't believe the number of tattoos. It was rare to see somebody that didn't have tattoos. And I mean big ones all over them and on their faces. And I was just like, what are these old people going to look like? I mean, it's going to look like hell. And that's all I'm saying. I don't care. Do what you want. It's just that, it doesn't even matter. They're putting poison in the water supply. They're spraying chemtrails on us. And all I'm saying is we got to do something, folks. And it's now coming out, Blackwater with the Cheney hit teams, rape rooms. You just can't believe there's this many bad people. I just can't believe how evil this country is. Donna in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. They had a tea party up here. There's a couple things I want to talk about. They had a tea party up here. Over 7,000 people went to it. And Route 8 was so blocked up that the people that wanted to go, I don't know what was going on. But anyways, they had it. I heard it on the radio, and boy, was it exciting. It was everything that you pretty much cover. And they had that also. I have a saying that would be good for a T-shirt, and somebody said this there, and I thought, wow, that was really great. It was, I wasn't born in a communist country, and I won't die in one, and either will my grandchildren. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great T-shirt. I wasn't born in a communist country, and I'm not going to die in one.
And either will my grandchildren.
Well, the problem is, I'm noticing all over the country that it's the illegal aliens more and more are the army of the government, as we predicted. I notice they're making the military up of the illegal aliens and the rest of it. So I don't know if you've seen this video out of Trinity, Texas, and I don't even know if we can play it. There's so many cuss words. We're trying to find just a few clips where there aren't cuss words. But it is illegal aliens, and I guess citizens as well, coming up and acting like the sight of the American flag is hell on earth. And I guess there's more than 14 South Texas towns that fly the Mexican flag and not the American or Texan.
You know what?
El Cenizo's made national news. Go ahead.
You know what? It says in the Bible here you're supposed to warn these devil-possessed people they better straighten out and turn from their evil ways, because I believe God is getting pretty fed up with all this child, like you say, you know, they're taking the children away from the parents. I don't think God's going to put up with it too much. In Ezekiel 3, it's in 17, you know, it starts at 17, and it says to warn them, because if we don't warn them, then their blood will be on our hands. But also, I want you to read Psalms 35 as a protection, like a protection prayer. And then 109, Psalms 109, and that will be something that I say every night.
God bless you. Thank you, Donna. Cody, Gary, Tom, Mookie, and others, your calls are straight ahead.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interests of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
Continuing with your phone calls. Coming up at the 8 after, I'm going to do 2 hours and 52 minutes of this radio show in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Cody in Washington. You're on the air, Cody. Welcome.
Oh, yes. Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been a listener of yours for years now. The reason I called is because I heard a conversation that you had with a friend of mine. He taped it, and I didn't know that you actually agreed with...
It's just amazing how these people all sit there and are just constantly going after my show. Let's go ahead and take another call here. The feds are very, very upset about this radio show right now. Just like Hal Turner, FBI-trained New Jersey blogger to incite others, a New Jersey blogger facing charges in two states for allegedly making threats against lawmakers and judges, was trained by the FBI on how to be deliberately provocative, his attorney said Tuesday. Hal Turner worked for the FBI from 2002 to 2007 as an agent provocateur and was taught by the agency what he could say that wouldn't be crossing the line. Defense attorney Michael, what's this word, O-R-O-Z-C-O, said his job was basically to publish information which would cause other parties to act in a manner which would lead to their arrest. Prosecutors have acknowledged that Turner was an informant who spied on radical right-wing organizations, but the defense has said Turner was not working for the FBI when he allegedly made threats against Connecticut legislators and wrote that three federal judges in Illinois deserved to die. But if you compare anything that he said when he was operating, there was no difference whatsoever. Special Agent Ross Rice, a spokesman for the FBI in Chicago, said he would not comment on or even confirm Turner's relationship with the FBI. So, I've always made it clear on air that I don't support what Zionism does, the popular Zionism we know as what Israel is. There's some different variants of it. Any more than I support the Ku Klux Klan, or I support Mecha and La Raza that we were just talking about, calling for racial hatred and racial division and all this. And I believe Israel has a double standard on a lot of issues, and I've made films about it. But because I'm not a Nazi, the white supremacist groups and people don't like me. Because I don't hate Jews for being Jews, then I'm bad. And a lot of these groups in the past say, oh, we're not anti-Semitic, we're just anti-Zionist. And then they just come right out and say, no, it's Jews we don't like. All Jews are bad, basically. And I happen to know, and it's come out thousands of times, that most of these groups are run and handled and controlled by the feds. And that's exactly what I've been talking about, is how we have to stand up against global government and not make it a racial or religious issue, or the controllers win. We'll be right back with more calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.